Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebewing. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? Health officials in Huron County are urging residents to take precautions after a mosquito sample collected in Sebewing Township tested positive for West Nile virus. The positive mosquito pool was identified through routine surveillance by APM Mosquito Control. Officials say there have been no reported human cases of West Nile virus in Huron County, and the overall risk of infection remains low. Mosquito monitoring, testing, and control efforts will continue, with added attention focused on the area where the positive sample was found. Residents are encouraged to reduce their exposure by limiting outdoor activities around dawn and dusk, using EPA-approved insect repellent, wearing long sleeves and pants, keeping window and door screens in good repair, and removing standing water around homes where mosquitoes can breed. Additional information about West Nile virus is available from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And in Michigan is investing $1.5 million to help launch five projects aimed at expanding innovation and economic growth across the Great Lakes maritime industry. The funding announced by the Michigan Office of Future Mobility and Electrification is expected to attract another $2 million in private investment, bringing a total value of the projects to $3.5 million. These selected initiatives include Blue Tech Business Development in Detroit, an electric research vessel and startup hub in Traverse City, Michigan's first autonomous maritime testing corridor in southeast Michigan and Alpena, a search and rescue technology project for Lake Superior based in Houghton, and expanded workforce training for maritime manufacturing and welding through the Industrial Arts Institute. State officials say the grants support Michigan's newly adopted 10-year maritime strategy, which focuses on strengthening ports, expanding clean energy technologies, improving transportation and supply chains, encouraging research and innovation, and preparing workers for careers in the state's growing maritime economy. When we come back from the Sure Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Sure Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Sure Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Sure Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Sure Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebewing on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Sure Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebewing. Sure Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed two bills aimed at overhauling Michigan's juvenile justice system. One new law expands the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission's responsibilities to include legal representation for low-income youth involved in juvenile court proceedings. It also requires that any decision by a young person to waive legal counsel be made in writing and on the record after being advised of the consequences. The second measure allows certain anonymous juvenile justice records to be shared with researchers, giving policymakers better data to evaluate programs and improve outcomes for young people. The legislation carries out recommendations developed by the Michigan Task Force on Juvenile Justice Reform, led by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. State officials say Michigan has invested more than $53 million in recent years to implement reforms focused on rehabilitation, legal access, and reducing repeat involvement in the justice system. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?